Aufgabe 2.
Welcome to Young People Today. Our topic today is great ideas in traffic. With me in the studio is Pete, who will tell us what he would do if he were mayor of our city. Hello, Pete. Nice to have you here.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, Pete. The stage is yours. We are keen to hear about your ideas.
Well, the first thing I would do is to keep the cars and trucks out of the inner city and the main shopping areas.
Why would you do this?
Studies in Germany show that reducing traffic increases business in 80% of shops and in 60% of restaurants, although it has a bad effect on hotels.
Why do you expect fewer guests in inner city hotels?
Well, simply because people wouldn't be allowed to park directly in front of their hotels. But, on the other hand, in Copenhagen, Denmark, for example, banning cars and trucks from inner cities has had a very positive effect on society. People have become friendlier to their fellow citizens because there is less noise, less exhaust fumes, and altogether less stress. The next thing I would do is to build a network of bike lanes all over the city. I would also integrate bus stops with safe places to park bicycles. Offering different ways of passenger transport is absolutely necessary to improve flow and safety within a city. I would make the inner cities safer and also more attractive for old people and children. And so I would provide more sports areas and playgrounds. In the pedestrian zones, this also causes a greater variety of shops to appear, as well as markets and performances by street artists.
Wow, that sounds good. And is there anything else you would do?
Yes, of course. To reduce air pollution even more, I would provide free parking for electric vehicles next to the city center. And again, the bike thing. I would also introduce a community bicycle program, similar to Paris and Barcelona. This means that people can use public bikes for free, and then leave them at a special stand. Paris now has public bike stands every 300 meters, and more than 20,000 public bicycles.
Wow, I bet lots of people would be enthusiastic about your plans.
Well, I hope so. After all, it's the people that should profit from my ideas. And I haven't finished yet.
But sorry, Pete, our time's up. I'm sure you have a lot more ideas on your mind, and hopefully mayors and politicians have listened carefully.
Yeah, so do I. If my program could help make my city more environmentally friendly, I would be happy.